the whole industry is just expecting that over time things get smaller, faster, cheaper. The clean room, where all the processing occurs, is the size of 3.5 football fields.
Intel scientists say they've completed a big step toward manufacturing the smallest and fastest chips yet. Researchers have built a working static random access memory chip using 45-nanometer process technology. The breakthrough is expected to lead to better PCs and laptops, but it could also inspire next-generation handheld devices. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. On this podcast, a conversation about the new development with Intel scientist and senior fellow Mark Bohr. This is the sound of a clean room in Intel's Fab 11X facility in Chandler, Arizona. You won't find this air filtering system for sale at Sharper Image. These can process all the air in a clean room many times a minute. Intel is building and updating factories to manufacture in large volume the next generation of chips using 45-nanometer process technology. These smaller chips, about half the size of current ones, use less power. Recently, Intel scientists unveiled a fully functional chip, which shows the company is on the way to being the first to manufacture microprocessors at the newest specification. Here's my conversation with Intel senior fellow Mark Bohr on the company's importance as a market leader and on the Intel roadmap, which calls for a manufacturing plan before prototypes have even been launched.
We develop these technologies in a fab just like a high-volume manufacturing fab. It's got the same equipment. It's a large facility. And, in fact, the development fab that we have up in Oregon, the clean room, where all the processing occurs, is the size of 3.5 football fields, just to show you how large it is. And it's filled with dozens, if not hundreds, of tools that may cost more than $1 million apiece. So the development phase is very expensive. And then prior to that is really research phase, and of course that's maybe a smaller scale effort, but you still have some fairly sophisticated equipment that you have to do, and you're still doing research on 12-inch diameter wafers, and that's a challenging task. And this whole process extends over multiple years before you're actually getting into high-volume manufacturing.
Why is Moore's Law so important to keep up with?
Well, that's what really has been driving this industry for now more than 30 years, actually close to 40 years. Keep making devices that are smaller, they're faster, you can pack more into a chip. It's just the engine that really drives improved performance and more usability by the end customer and on their computers and their other devices. So we have to continually come up with new technologies that pack more transistors into a chip and can operate at higher frequencies and now also at lower power.
Are there expectations that have now been set up because Intel has continued to follow Moore's Law and to fulfill it for so long? And I guess one of the reasons that I asked the question, it does seem that the PC industry is so focused on what you guys do and what you guys are developing.
I think that's a good point, that there is such a pervasive expectation across maybe many industries, not just the PC industry, but many industries that use these small electronic devices, that every couple of years you'll get more functionality, lower power, better performance out of them. So whether you're talking about laptop computers or desktop computers or cell phones or PDAs, the whole industry is just expecting that over time things get smaller, faster, cheaper.
Why is it so important that things get faster and smaller?
Well, people just demand more functionality in their lives. Just think back to what computers were able to do 20 years ago and compare that with what they can do today. You can watch streaming video or movies on a computer. You can store a tremendous amount of information. You can do calculations at tremendous speed. So computing is becoming much more ubiquitous in our lives. And now people want these capabilities not on their desktop. They want it in their hand. And that's that portability factor and the low power factor are also things that the consumers really desire very much.
I wonder if you could just think forward to the end products that the 45 nanometer process made chips will enable. What kind of products are we envisioning right now?
Well, Intel used to develop process technologies focused primarily on desktop microprocessors. But over the years, we began to expand the markets and the applications for our silicon process technology to server products, to mobile products, and now even into the handheld space. So there's just a wide range of logic chips, of microprocessor chips, that will be built up on this 45 nanometer technology that range anywhere from small handheld devices, cell phones and PDAs, all the way up to large mainframe server computers and everything in between.
So we might be able to imagine with these kinds of chips having PC functionality on a cell phone, for example. Am I being too far off in imagining that?
Well, it's certainly getting close to that. I think it's mind-boggling now how many transistors and what sophisticated technology is already in today's cell phone. Of course, you wouldn't be achieving the functionality and the small form factor that they already have without very advanced silicon process technology.
We look at some of the developments that happen at universities around the country, at other companies around the country. And one of the things that tends to happen is people make announcements here and there, but Intel seems to be the one that brings things to market first. Why are you guys getting the jump on folks when it comes to actually bringing about some of these new advanced technologies?
Well, it's maybe an important observation that for the last at least for the last 10, 15 years, Intel and other companies in our industry have been developing and introducing new wafer process technologies about every 2 years. But a lot of companies have talked about that pace needing to slow down, I think mainly because the challenges are great and the cost of developing these new technologies are great. But I think Intel has a couple of advantages. We already have fairly high market share and high volume. So when we develop a technology, even if it's expensive to develop, we can afford to recoup that cost because we ship in such high volume. Plus, we have, I think, a very skilled set of research and development engineers, at least up here in Oregon, and also some very skilled CPU design engineers. So we really know how to build products that not only are very competitive in their performance features, but can also be manufactured in very high volume at reasonable cost.
Well, Mark, congratulations on the breakthrough of the 45 nanometer process technology.
Thank you very much.
Intel Senior Fellow Mark Bohr spoke to us from Hillsboro, Oregon. This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez.